And we're back on the KYMM Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Did you have to dig yourself out this morning?
No, I told my son to dig out our driveway yesterday, and he so kindly moved the snow, and somebody walked by the end of our driveway and said, you know, there's things in Minnesota to be thankful for. My 17-year-old, he was quiet.
Yeah, I know, but 6 inches of fresh snow is not one of them in my book, but I know some people like it.
They like it. It's beautiful out there.
You know, from a city standpoint, let's talk about snow plowing and snow removing and snow emergencies and everything. We're in a snow emergency right now, and so you can't park on the street while they're removing the snow. That goes on, I think, till tomorrow morning, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, or once it's cleared curb to curb, then you don't need to follow the regulations anymore at that point. So you can park on the street if it's clear that the streets have been cleared out. But otherwise, yeah, typically a 24-hour period.
I'm going to have you point that microphone.
Sorry about that.
There we go. Yeah, that's better. As far as the plowing goes, is this the same plowing plan that we've always had? Has it changed at all?
I'm sure it's got to be the same. There's got to be some rhyme or reason of how they do this.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about the number of roads that are out there and trying to move snow as efficiently as possible and ensuring that we get all of the streets really taken care of as expeditiously as possible, right? The main corridors and then going out into our neighborhood streets, it's all really important to get the snow removed. And in this day and age when people sometimes don't feel very well and need to stay home because they're sick, I feel really grateful for all of our people that are out there moving snow on our behalf, because it's really important to getting around.
Yeah, no question about it. I was not getting around too well yesterday afternoon in my car. So I have a pickup truck that I use that has four-wheel drive. It's not exactly a new one. I've had it for 20-some years, but it gets me through the snow pretty well still. So I guess I'm thankful for that.
Yes.
This question kind of leading into our next topic, and that is, as far as employment goes, it takes a lot of people, a lot of trucks, a lot of things to get out here and shovel the snow, plow the snow, do all that stuff. Are we, as far as a personnel standpoint, a lot of places are having difficulty and have been for the last couple of years because the unemployment in town is so low. Do we have enough, as far as our city employees, are all the positions filled? Are we fully staffed at this point?
So we've had some challenges, and certainly one of the things that we actually had a focus on some of our employment levels with The Economist was in town, kind of doing an article on that. But our overall employment, we might have some current openings, but we've had challenges. We've got a couple of police department positions, and our applications are about half of what they were in 2017, where we had one position. So it's a lot tighter market for that, and certainly have a lot of needs there. We've had trouble hiring an engineer to help lead. We have a whole bunch of projects going on and ambitious work plans that we're doing, and we haven't been able to fill an additional engineer position. We've changed it to try and look at a graduate student to be able to do that. We have an interview that's kind of planned with one that met the requirements. And so there certainly have been challenges with employment. Fortunately, some of the things that the city's done to try and mitigate that, back when I came in 2016, the city had been substantially under market related to pay and benefits, wages in particular. And the city was underway doing a pay study to do data to review where we're at in the market and then determine if the middle of the market is kind of where they want to be for recruitment and retention. And we've had two pay studies to just keep that current. That certainly has driven costs, but like I've mentioned before, when we were talking about some budget things, especially, it would have been, we already were seeing a lot of turnover and maybe quality of candidates not being as strong, and I think it dramatically changed that perspective. I know there are key positions like a finance director and some of our other director positions in police that, had we not done that, I think the city really would have been in a tough position. So, commitment of the council to be at markets certainly helped with that. police, we've done some long-term strategies and things with that related to recruitment of, we've partnered with a community collaborative to try and do, to provide a police education course here in town, and in also marketed it to some of those underrepresented that we see in our police department, minorities, trying to get more women involved as well, because we need people out there, and it's been extremely challenging in that profession. And we've also seen with some of the challenges and changes that have been going on within police reforms and reaction, public reaction, I guess, to that too. I think there's also been a number of people just with stress and things that have left the profession. And in a market like this, that it's pretty tight, there are other private sector opportunities out there. And we have recently lost an officer specifically who did a career change as part of that, and work schedule, work-life balance, and those types of things were some of the reasons behind that. So it's certainly been challenging from a city standpoint. We've been making it work, though. So it's kind of, but it's kind of feels like we're right at that tipping point where you're down to kind of one candidate, and that's your choice. And if you don't get it, and we've been fortunate to land some of them, but mm-hmm. you kind of wonder at what point don't we end up with that final candidate, and then what do we do? So mm-hmm. it's certainly top of mind for us.
Mm-hmm. And pretty much every business out there, we recently yeah. had a sales position that's open that mm-hmm. normally does not take too terribly long to fill, but it took us 6 months this time to find a candidate. And thank goodness we found a good one. I feel good about that. But you'd mentioned the Economist had come to yeah. town and did an article because Northfield has maybe the lowest unemployment mm-hmm. rate in like the world, 1.2%. And the article said, you know, that's kind of a, it's nice to have everybody working, but that's like too much of a good thing right there. We don't have the workforce. Were you contacted by them? I read the article last week and don't recall who was quoted in there and who is mm-hmm. not. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so this the Economist journalist contacted our Northfield Chamber of Commerce, and Jane Barthow and her team really helped to coordinate getting the reporter connected with a lot of our industries here in town, and just really grateful. Not only was the city represented there, but we also have the school district, our Northfield Hospital, I believe Post, Minnesota Solstice, the Hideaway, and probably some others that maybe I'm forgetting there, but just really trying to give them a holistic picture of what's happening within our community with 1.2% unemployment. You're right. I think it quoted in the article that in 2017, we recruited or we went out for recruitment of new police officers and got 55 applications, and recently did it. Went back out again for three positions and only got 15. So it's just changing. And we know that. We've known it for some time. The demographics, our state demographer, they're doing this. They're studying the population. And we knew that there was going to be a reduced number of people to be able to do the same number of jobs that we had people that could actually fill them. Well, that's not necessarily the case anymore. And so you really have to think strategically, not only about how do you recruit, but how do you train up people that maybe didn't get a four-year degree but are ready to go right away into the workforce and would be quality workers. How do you do things more efficiently so that you can get the amount of work that you are getting done, and maybe even more, so you can grow your bottom line with less number of people? And just really appreciate Steve Grove and Governor Waltz were here recently, and the labor market was certainly something that was identified there, and how our companies, not only within Northfield, but really all over the state and all over the nation, how are they handling this? Because we're going to have to change. And doing that wisely, it really matters, because you want good quality workers, you want good quality output. We all want yummy marshmallow ladies or whatever the cereals, Raisin Bran or whatever, Malto meal. It's our companies in Northfield do quality work, and we've got to maintain that. And so somehow we have to figure out how to do that with less workers, less people doing the same amount of work.
You had mentioned that Steve Grove, a former Northfielder. I was in town along with the governor, and about some, I guess, some long-term strategies, and those would involve, I guess, you know, more of the lines of education and training services. Do they have a plan yet? Do they know how long it's going to last? You know, if you get into a recession, you know, there's going to be, you're going to come out of a recession at some point in the future. With the lack of workers, did they mention, is there light at the end of the tunnel somewhere? Or is this going to continue on as long as, you know, the baby boomers keep aging out?
Yeah, that's what they're seeing. I mean, The Economist magazine talked a little bit about expanding the pool of workers that could help. If Minnesota can be friendly to a place to live and where people want to be, that's part of it. I know that it referenced that they are doing some things like, can we be a destination too? They're looking at, there's been talk about, as an example, creating something similar to a workers' compensation program for business and in governments, where basically you'd kind of have a self-insurance program so that people could have family leave as part of that, because productivity is important. We've dealt with that with our employees and actually created a local policy that, you know, balancing, not only do you have kids, but on the other end of the spectrum, if you have parents to take care of or family members, having some flexibility and leave. And some positions can't be flexible. If you have a radio show to do, Jeff, you need to make sure that the air is active in that. So the state, you know, is looking at that. The mayor mentioned that they've released a new program related to automation to encourage more investment in equipment. You know, I don't know what at a level related to, we've typically been a fairly decent draw related to new immigrants, and so that's probably important too. That does sometimes mean you have to build them up as they kind of transition in and new generations come forward. That's probably something that's important to that. But one that you get that I'm not so maybe thrilled about is they said a slowing economy actually can be helpful, because then maybe the demand is a little bit less, but I'm not sure that's something we all look forward to, is to further slowdown of the economy maybe isn't seen as a real positive thing, I guess, with that. But I think from Northfield locally, the things that we talked about from an employer standpoint that we do to try and be competitive, doing other things like valuing people's work, empowering employees, not just at the management level, but down at the base level is important. Providing flexibility, those kinds of things that are important, and just being a great community. I mean, I think that's why Northfield, too, on some of our economic development strategies, is also based on community development, of being a great community to live in, a beautiful community that's got some character to it, allows us to maybe stand out from others as well.
All right. I don't really have, I guess, any more questions with that. Yeah. More questions than answers. And I know that, I mean, so many of these questions are far beyond the city of Northfield. I mean, everybody's having them everywhere. But it's, you know, 1.2 or 2%. That's pretty amazing.
You know, one of the things that when you look at the makeup of our community, with only about 10,000, well, I guess I've got my figures, right, for within the city limits. And within the city limits, we only have about 10,000 people over the age of 24. But we are blessed every year to have 5,000 students, right, that are 18, in that 18 to 22 age range. And, you know, the benefit of having really high-quality leaders in all of our institutions is that opportunity to collaborate and to share the need. And I think our colleges, they're looking for, with their students, they're putting them to work on campus. But they are a really important part of our labor pool. And just really looking with a fresh set of eyes of how can we engage some of our that intellect and that workforce that's new and fresh. We get a whole nother set each year of introducing young people into our community, and are we engaging with them and pulling them in and giving them the opportunity to make a difference in our local economy? They're important, and we shouldn't be overlooking what they have to offer for our community.
You know, I agree with you there. We have, just speaking from my personal experience and observations, you know, you can whine about the kids don't work like they used to. They're always involved in activities and after school stuff and this and that. But you have to make it attractive to them. You know, recently we've had some collaboration with the school district with our video shoots, and Lance Reister has been leading the charge here. Yeah. And he's engaged a lot of of those students. And once they're engaged, you know, it's they're good workers. They get enthused about it. So, yeah, it's it has to do with a lot of engagement with the students and making it fun for them.
Yeah.
I would say another, as you and the mayor mentioned that, another thing came to mind, too, that was in the article talking about flexibility with even people that have retired, where maybe you allow them to work 2 days a week. In the old days when you had, you know, people in line waiting for jobs, that wasn't the case, but providing flexibility with that. You mentioned kids. My son temporarily worked for a local restaurant here in town, and this time of the year, he gets extra busy with activities, so they allowed him to basically go on a standby position where he didn't have to be working every week. But when he's ready in a month or so, they'll allow him to reactivate and get and start working again. So that's been important too, I think, with students thinking about how you can work with their work life balance or school work balance, I guess, right. as well, with they have that, because like you said. Whether it's college students or high school students, they're busy, but they could be really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're about out of time. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would just encourage people to look up The Economist magazine. And it was just really an honor that we were highlighted. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm going to take it. I'm honored that we were highlighted, regardless of what the reason was. And it was just a really well-written article, and really appreciated that they took the time to tell our story, because mm-hmm. we're not necessarily unique, but this, I love Northfield, right? And I'm proud that we made it into a
yeah.
magazine to really just share our story, because we've got a story to tell.
Mm-hmm. And certainly not a bad article at all, or not a negative article towards Northfield at all. So, you guys, thank you so much for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.